This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here if you want to take control of the airwaves. You can do that. The easy way to do it, 855-450-FREE. That's toll-free, 855-450-3733. Also, we've got the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. You can hop into one of those, and then you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. It's Ian and Mark, as it normally is here on a Thursday night. We have a special guest co-host with us, Tyler. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's a great pleasure to have you here. You are dressed for the occasion with your Hawaiian shirt on.
Trying to feel festive, yeah.
Looking snazzy. Now, we're going to get into the issues here, but I want to just kind of, you know, introduce you and welcome you to the program. You are somebody who moved up to New Hampshire as part of the Freedom Migration, didn't you?
That's correct, about 2 years ago now.
2 years, and you found yourself last week at your first nightcap event on Friday night. You and some of your Liberty friends came out, and, of course, we've been out there for, I think, 14 or 15 weeks now. Every single Friday night, we start at 11:59 at night, and we started doing these nightcaps when the governor, or as they call him, His Excellency, in the various different orders he's been issuing, issued an order saying that people needed to stay at home and that you couldn't gather in groups of larger than 10. So that same night, we decided to restart this sort of decades-old thing, or a decade-old thing that we did back in 2011 called Keene Nightcap, where we basically go out and openly drink alcohol on Keene Central Square. And so we've been doing it week after week, and many of the weeks we have had more than 10 people, which apparently is no longer a violation of the governor's orders as of a few weeks ago, I believe.
But why not?
But it's still fun. I mean, we're still having a good time, and we're still violating the open container ordinance, so it still is civil disobedience. But you came out there, and you had some really nice things to say about Free Talk Live, and I forget how it ended up being the case, but I invited you to come in and sit in on the show. So
yeah, well, thank you again for having me, and just, you know, meeting you guys out there.
Mark wasn't there.
But. Mark wasn't there. You were there, Ian, and I just let you know that...
He's got a family.
Yeah. Free Talk Live is actually a big part of why I moved out here.
So wow, really?
It's really an honor to be on the show, yeah.
And you came from what, Washington?
Washington State, yeah.
Okay.
I actually moved out here from San Diego. Eight years in the Navy, that's where I ended up, and so...
So they brought you back to San Diego, and you got out of the Navy, and the first thing you did was come to New Hampshire?
Well, the first thing I did was I went and saw family in Washington.
Right.
I kind of zigzagged my way across the country, seeing old friends, with this always being the ultimate destination.
So. Right on.
Yeah, and so, it's been great since.
So you were listening to Free Talk Live while you were in the military?
Yep. The first time I listened to Free Talk Live was in 2014. I was deployed to Okinawa, Japan.
Oh, wow.
And I had just about had enough at that point in my career.
Of the what? The bureaucracy?
Just the bureaucracy and the fact that we weren't treated great. I was with the Marines for half of my career, and they were treated a lot worse, and they treated us like numbers. And
so the first half was the Marines, and then...
Sort of, yeah. It was kind of
half?
Sandwiched in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
The Marine Corps uses Navy corpsmen as their medics, essentially.
Right.
So I was
okay.
Attached to a Marine infantry unit for a long while there. Two, actually. And
gotcha.
Yeah, so I just started looking up libertarian podcasts. And I found Free Talk Live, and I didn't agree with you guys on everything at first. You guys were saying how, you know.
How could you agree with us on everything?
Sure.
You know, at any point.
Were you definitely.
So you considered yourself a libertarian at that point already, or what spurred you to?
Yeah, definitely. Ron Paul, 2012, that's what did it for me.
Okay.
I was ready for something different, mm-hmm. And as soon as I looked him up, I was like, this guy's platform lines up perfectly with a lot of what I think.
He's sane.
Right. Yeah, he's the one sane guy. Exactly.
Man, Ron Paul, I mean, he just chalks him up. So many people have come into this movement because of that one guy and his amazing presidential campaigns that really just converted and changed people's lives. Incredible.
Yeah, for so long we were just like, yeah, all politicians suck, except Ron Paul.
Right.
And Free Talk Live went on the air.
It's still a true statement.
2002, and it wasn't until 2006 or 2007 before anybody was getting any kind of traction. So, you know, there's all those years that we were just like, yeah, except for Ron Paul.
Yeah, and it's still true. He's still the best, even though he's retired at this point. He's still out there, of course, doing, you know, the Ron Paul Liberty Report or some sort of a
he's doing a podcast.
Daily. I don't know if it's it's daily anymore, but he has this sort of occasional thing that that he appears on, and so kudos to him for that. So, I mean, we don't need to get into your full story. You're going to be here with us, and we'll take your calls. There are open phones here at 855-450-FREE, but I'm grateful to have you here, and glad that you're still here, because you were thinking about leaving New Hampshire, and then you managed to meet some pretty cool people, right, within the movement.
Yeah, I finally went after 2 years to the New Movers Meet in Manchester.
Okay.
And I really started to network there, and I was getting ready to move back to Ohio to live with some other friends, and just thought I needed a change, but you know, with coronavirus and everything and the riots, it just didn't seem like a great idea at that point. And somebody suggested, hey, why don't you come up to Porkfest? You haven't been there in almost 4 years. So I did. And it just sealed the deal for me again.
Yeah.
That was a big reason I moved up here.
Porkfest is amazing.
It is. It really is.
Porcupine Freedom Festival.
That's true.
Porkfest.com.
We were there actually at the same campground, and I was actually allowed to attend the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year. I actually was allowed to attend last year. So again, I was at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And one thing's for sure at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, you can be certain that the person you're looking at is actually the person who you're looking at. Unlike the internet, where there's this thing called deepfakes. So that's where we're going to start here tonight. And normally when we talk about deepfakes, it's sort of in awe of the technology. We'll have some clip of some deepfake wizard who's taken, I think it was Robert Downey Jr.'s face, and put him onto, I think it was Christopher Lloyd in Back to the Future. And it was amazing, right? Like some of these deep fakes are just absolutely stunning. Have you seen some of these things, Tyler? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, Joe Rogan talked about it on one of his shows, and I know that I've seen there's engines you can just type in anything you want a celebrity to say. Jordan Peterson had one. You could just type in anything, and they'll speak it out for you.
Wow, I haven't even seen that yet.
Yeah.
Do they speak it, or do you see them speak like it's actual video?
The ones that I'm referring to, it was just a speak engine.
That's still pretty impressive.
Right.
So now they're doing the same thing with video, right?
Yeah.
Where
and anybody who's been a talking head for any period of time has their mouth in every single position.
Right.
So one of these engines will come up very quickly with a video of Jordan Peterson wishing your 5-year-old daughter a happy birthday.
And
No big deal.
Well, and the thing is, Mark, you don't need to have their mouth in any of specific positions. They've done deepfakes with a picture of, you know, the Mona Lisa, one frame. They've done pretty convincing, I mean, given the source material, deepfakes with that. So the what they call machine learning, I think, is the terminology. It's kind of like an artificial intelligence, but not really. And without getting into too much detail on that, because I can't. But the idea is,
you look at people saying happy birthday.
You give it some inputs,
yeah,
and the machine, the AI, can sort of fill in the gaps, and it's incredibly persuasive and hard to detect. Now, there are some so-called experts out there who have things that they look for, and, you know, they kind of know the hallmarks, basically, of this technology.
But they got to run some program on it to tell the difference.
They have programs. Some of them say they can tell by looking at it, but it's going to get better.
Some sommeliers will tell you that they can tell a good wine from a bad wine, and it turns out that, you know, under
do tests, a double-blind study, and we'll find out if that's true. So here's a story about, this is going to go in a different direction for the deepfakes, because like I said, normally it's like, oh, well, look at how amazing this is. Here's the latest deepfake from the internet, and oh my God, it's so wow, it's so great looking, and oh, here are the ramifications. This could be made to be used to have you say a thing that you didn't actually say, or politicians say things that they didn't actually say. So it throws into question reality itself, and it throws into question all video footage, basically, at this point. So, I mean, that's really going to run, it's going to be really hard to, you know, like, get people convicted of crimes on video footage, because they're going to be able to say, well, how do you know that's really me? I mean, there's some real ramifications to this.
Right. That will be that'll be a defense within the next 5 years, and within the next 10 years, it will be a legitimate defense.
So, but this goes in a different direction. This goes into the idea of creating a fake person from essentially whatever inputs, but they're not trying to, like, pretend to be a celebrity, or they're not trying to pretend to be a politician. They've made a man, allegedly, named Oliver Taylor. And he's allegedly a student at England's University of Birmingham. He's 20-something with brown eyes, light stubble, and a slightly stiff smile. Online profiles describe him as a coffee lover and politics junkie who was raised in a traditional Jewish home. His half-dozen freelance editorials and blog posts reveal an active interest in anti-Semitism and Jewish affairs, with bylines in the Jerusalem Post and the Times of Israel. The catch? Oliver Taylor seems to be an elaborate fiction. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. You can share your thoughts here. We'll get deeper into the deepfakes, tell you more about this story, and you can share your thoughts as well. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now, with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then, install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
News from news.bitcoin.com. BTC miners give off a signal of intending to sell. Does this mean a bear cycle? New Zealand police seize $91 million from a Russian exchange operator. Anti-crypto SEC head stepping down, making Bitcoin ETFs more likely. You can make money by referring people to exchange.bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com. You'll see links to Walmart, Love Java, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the Liberty Movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk. Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. 855-450-3733. At this point, you can be fairly certain you're talking to real live human beings on the radio, but eventually the computer technology, chatbots, are going to get good enough to where it's going to get tough to tell the difference.
Right. I mean, you know, conceivably, they can ping the internet for the most interesting topics to talk about and string together more interesting verbiage than I can.
Maybe our jobs are in jeopardy here, Mark. Maybe at some point we'll be supplanted by AI.
I tell you, AI can talk intelligently about politics, sports, food, and like everything you want to talk about. I don't know anything about food or sports. I know a bit about politics, as much as I could stomach at any given time.
So tonight on the air with you, you can join us here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I'm Ian.
I'm Tyler.
And I'm Mark.
All right, so we're going to go to, oh, by the way, we'll go to your phone calls here in a moment, but I do want to tell you about Bitcoin.com, longtime sponsor here on Free Talk Live. They are a great site to go and learn the basics about Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, and cryptocurrency. It is definitely not too late to get involved in those things. There are some wonderful opportunities out there in the world of crypto, and it's just getting started. Even though it's been going for a decade on the, you know, the scale of how long money has been a thing, 10 years is really nothing. So keep that in mind. You're still, in my opinion, getting in on the front end or the early end of Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. So go to Bitcoin.com to learn more about that. And there's also some, for those of you that aren't new to Bitcoin, there's a great news site there at news.bitcoin.com. I'll keep you in the loop with what's going on. Speaking of Bitcoin news, maybe we can talk about it a little bit later, but there is an update on the major Twitter hack that happened yesterday, where accounts like Barack Obama and major companies like Apple Computers, Kanye West, I mean, all kinds of people were tweeting out a scam, a Bitcoin scam yesterday. We talked in detail about that, and I speculated that it was an inside job. And, yeah, it turns out it was a inside Twitter admin tool that the hackers managed to take over. And they apparently, well, we can get into it. But that's what we're talking about here, fake things and people scamming. In this case, there's a character online called Oliver Taylor. And he's a student at England's University of Birmingham. Or is he? And we'll talk about that and what's going on with deepfakes these days. But first, Mike is in Denver, Colorado, listening on our Discord server at discord.lrn.fm. Hello, Mike.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Thank you so much for taking my call.
Welcome.
Thank you so much. I had a couple of questions before I got to my main comment. I was wondering what all stations you guys broadcast on.
Well, we couldn't possibly give you the list of them because there's like 190 of them or so. So if you go to affiliates.freetalklive.com, that is a long list with details of, you know, where the transmitters are and what times of the day and what days we're on.
You can get a map of them. Yeah,
there's a map at, I think it's linked from affiliates.freetalklive.com right up at the top.
I'll definitely check that out.
But the answer is right now, Mike, it's dozens that are probably airing this show tonight right now. And over the whole week, it's about 194 or so.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. I've just joined your guys' Discord, and me and my friend Freddie Freeman host the show on YouTube and DLive and Twitch. It's called Freedom's Corner. But I had a couple of comments tonight about Mixer. So we all know Mixer, the online streaming platform.
I suspect many people didn't know Mixer. So let me.
I don't know Mixer.
I'm sort of, you know, into the whole online streaming thing, right? Like I'm broadcasting right now on Twitch and on DLive. I've never actually even been to the Mixer site. I know it exists because I saw it in the news. They had hired away. They made some big news. Microsoft site. So Microsoft decided they want to compete with Amazon, which owns Twitch and YouTube, and you know Facebook had a gaming site as well, I think. But they had hired away this guy named Ninja, who was some big deal with online video game streaming. You know, they paid him millions of dollars to poach him from the Twitch platform and say, oh, see, Ninja's coming over here because Mixer's better than Twitch, and we gave him a bunch of money. And then, like, what, 3 months later, they shut the entire thing down?
Yeah, well, it's going to be shutting down here July 22nd, and that's next week. And, you know, I actually was posting about this that, you know, they gave Ninja, the Fortnite streamer, a $30 million contract.
It was that much?
Exclusively, yeah.
Wow.
to stream exclusively on Mixer to take him off Twitch and go to Mixer. And
now, hold on. Just hold on for just one moment here.
He single-handedly killed Mixer.
Well, I don't know if he killed Mixer. It probably was dying, you know, and this was like a last-ditch effort on their part to try to breathe some life into their investment. But think about that, guys. $30 million to pay a dude to go play video games on your platform. That's how crazy this whole
here's
esports...
Here's what I want to know about it is that did he get his $30 million up front, or was it...
I bet he got a lot of it up front.
...sectioned payments?
You know, Mike?
I think it was a contract. I think it was, like, for the definitely duration of Mixer's tenure, because I don't think... They thought that this was going to, like, revolutionize it. They thought this was going to make it, like, 10 times bigger than Twitch, you know, that it was going to be amazing, and... They ended up wasting a lot of money, and, you know, not that many people watch his streams when he's on there. He hasn't streamed in a month, so they're paying him $30 million. You want to talk about entitled?
Wait a minute. Yeah, he's got to – hold on. He's got to have – they must have remembered to put in the contract, you got to stream X amount of hours at minimum.
Well, he probably didn't get paid, and that's the reason he's not streaming.
They had to have paid him something to come on board, don't
you
think?
Buddy, who knows how these, like, you know, this is a kid who plays video games. I don't know if he's got an agent or not. I don't know if anybody negotiated this contract. I don't know.
Good point.
I've talked to a lot of noobs in the radio business that would sign a contract as long as you told them, hey, WABC, baby, $30 million.
A lot of these people do hire managers and that sort of thing once they become a big deal. And this guy was, like, what was he pulling, Mike, on Twitch as far as, like, viewers and that sort of thing? He was their number one guy, wasn't he, or like close to it?
He was pulling in about 100,000 viewers per stream, and that's just per stream. That's not even like weekly unique viewers. Yep. That's per stream. And you know, that's the thing in the radio business, they have this thing called unique listeners. That means like the differentiation of listeners, not the same person listening, but different, how many different listeners per week. And that's the thing that Ninja was pulling a lot. And
he had millions of subscribers, right? Like multiple millions.
It was a lot. It was a lot.
So, I mean, when this guy flipped his switch and he went on, you know, on the air, I mean, there were tons of people tuning into him. So Microsoft said, all right, we're going to poach him. They gave him a bunch of money and a nice contract, supposedly, and they brought him on board. And then weeks later, shut the entire thing down.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it's too bad. I think if it was on a contract,
if it was a contract with Microsoft, he should get paid anyway. But I don't know.
Yeah,
I mean,
if he's not performing, he's probably not going to get paid, right?
Well, he probably
isn't
performing. He isn't performing because he wasn't getting paid, Ian.
Well, here's another
question. That's the end of the story.
Here's another question: Does he have a non-compete? Meaning that now that Microsoft has shut the service down, is he locked into doing nothing for the next 5 years? Of course, why would he do that if he's not getting paid? So there's a lot of interesting kind of questions about that, Mike. I want to say thanks for the call tonight, man. Thanks, appreciate hearing from you about that. It's kind of an interesting look into the world of this video game streaming phenomenon.
I remember when we talked on air about that first video game that made more money than a movie.
Yeah, that was like more than a decade ago, right?
And now,
15 years ago,
kids are getting paid $30 million.
It's amazing. 855-450-FREE. I mean, he's not a kid. I think he's probably in his late 20s. But 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Not shaving irritation. Shave Secret shaving oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Coronavirus cases continue to rise in Texas, Florida, California, and Arizona. Three of those states share one thing in common. They all share a border with Mexico. And according to Dr. Scott Atlas, it's no coincidence that we're seeing a rise in cases along the border.
When you look at the analyses of the border counties, there's a tremendous amount of cases coming over the border and exchanging with families in the northern Mexico state.
Atlas speaking there on Fox News. Speaking at the White House on Thursday, President Trump says numerous job-killing regulations have been rolled back during his three-plus years in office.
Nearly 4 years ago, we ended this regulatory assault on the American worker, and we launched the most dramatic regulatory relief campaign in American history by far.
This is USA Radio News. The state of Texas had to remove 3,484 cases from its COVID-19 positive case count because the San Antonio Health Department was reporting probable cases for people that never actually tested as confirmed positive cases. Also regarding Texas, Alex Berenson is a former New York Times reporter. He tells Fox News,
right now, if you look at the number of deaths in Houston and in Texas as a whole, and Texas has 30 million people, New York had, you know, has 20 million people, the deaths in Texas are you know, a fraction. They're 10% of what they were in New York.
Retail sales increased 7.5% in June as some stores and restaurants reopened, but a recent rise in coronavirus cases could curtail spending once again. Also, 1.3 million Americans filed first-time jobless benefits last week. Nearly 32 million American workers are still receiving them. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, you bring up whatever you want here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-FREE. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Tyler,
and Mark.
And by the way, congratulations, Mark, on Free Talk Live, getting to number 25 in the Talkers Magazine Heavy 100.
Free Talk Live, top 25 talk shows in the nation, and you could not have done it without me.
Says the guy who went away to Saipan for...
I ran the freaking show two nights a week in Saipan. Thank you very much.
Dedication. Yep.
So we're on the first page. This is noteworthy because not only is it the top 25, but the way they do Talkers at Talkers.com, if you go and you look at the top 100, the heavy 100, they break it into four pages, and so 25 per page. So we are now on, for the first time...
The fold, they say it.
Well, I mean, technically above the fold would be number one, two, or three as you're looking at the page. But it is certainly the first page. It is the bottom of the first page, Mark. I don't think you can call that above the fold. It's optimistic. Right. I appreciate that. But there we are. So thank you to everybody who listens to the program and who shares Free Talk Live, because we certainly couldn't have done it without you. That is the most important factor. And, of course, our Free Talk Live amplifiers who contribute $5 a month to the show, at least $5. Some do more, like Chris Hickman, who is a gold amplifier. Chris contributes $10 a month to the AMP program. Advertise, market, and promote. That's what AMP stands for. It's a way to help us get Free Talk Live on more radio stations, because certainly I don't think we could have gotten to number 25 if we only had 25 radio stations. You know, I just don't think that we would have gotten there. So having
when we had 25 radio stations, we were in the top 250.
Yeah. Yeah, so having, you know, 200 or close to 200 certainly helps with that, and it's the AMP program that really made that possible. So thank you to everybody who amps the show. Chris Hickman is a gold amplifier, meaning he does $10 a month to the AMP program, so you can join him over at amp.freetalklive.com. If you want us to continue up this chart, then please amp the show.
Right.
amp.freetalklive.com. You can use PayPal, credit card, debit card, and you can use Bitcoin BTC to get signed up. You can get some cool perks, too. Let's go. Oh, before we go to continuing with your calls, I did look up this Ninja Mixer situation. Mixer, the Microsoft video game streaming platform that apparently has shut down or is shutting down relatively soon. This guy Ninja, who is like was the biggest streamer on Twitch, Microsoft poached him over with a contract. Then Microsoft decided, like, less than a year later, apparently it was most of a year, I thought it was like 3 months, but less than a year later, they decided to shut the entire service down, and so the dude was, the Ninja guy was released from his exclusivity deal, according to the Wikipedia article about it. So
sounds like he's getting paid, then.
He is now streaming on YouTube, and that Microsoft experiment is done. We go to...
Why can't the big ones like that replicate the excitement of something like Twitch?
The up-and-coming success, yeah. You know, because Twitch, even though Twitch was purchased by Amazon, I don't think it started with Amazon.
I don't know who started it,
but it was, you know, probably a startup at some point, and then Amazon
got it. Wasn't it Tom from MySpace?
I feel like all of these social media platforms, it's really hard to get people to move to a new one. Facebook's been a problem for people for years with censorship, but you can't.
They won't leave
people. Right. Exactly. It's
right. I mean, that, you know, it's they complain, they complain,
right.
They complain.
It's a lot easier to complain than to do something different.
But you know, it's got the reach.
Change is hard. Guys.
But it doesn't have the reach. That's the mantra, Mark, that people always
say. They say it is.
Whenever I talk about how I've left Facebook, because I have. I left more than 2 years ago now, and it's been great. I have more free time, more productive time. I can get more stuff done. But usually whenever I talk to somebody about it, they're like, oh, yeah, I hate Facebook, but, man, it's got the reach. That's where everybody is. Well, but they're not seeing you. They're not seeing your posts. If you want them to see your posts, you got to give Facebook $20 a post.
Well, that's if you're using a page as opposed to your own personal.
No, it's true of your own personal page, too. They won't show everybody your posts.
Maybe not everybody, but I get a lot of action on my... If I post the same thing, mm-hmm. and I did today, our top 25 listing on Talkers Magazine, which I'm very excited about.
You got more comments on your personal one?
Heck yeah, I got far more engagement on my personal.
That's probably true.
Than I did on my on Free Talk Lives.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I shared my personal onto Free Talk Lives. Mm-hmm. page in order to, you know, sort of boost the momentum mm-hmm. of all of it, and I know what's going to happen. Facebook isn't going to do anything with that on Free Talk Live's page, but I can tell you, when I tell an advertiser that we've got 85,000 likes on Facebook, mm-hmm. suddenly they begin to salivate. Mm-hmm. I don't know
Even
why.
Though it ain't worth a hill of beans.
Nah, it's not.
You're lucky if you can reach 1%, and not even that in a lot of cases.
Well, it's no secret that Facebook manipulates its algorithms to do little experiments on us, and they'll bump things that are more positive one day or more negative one day or have a certain angle to them. And so, you know, you never know who's actually seen anything you post on there or how far it's reaching.
You can see a little number, but
a good post might get 10%.
That's unusual, though.
It's a good post.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unusual. And it's not because of the quality of the post. It's just it happens to have been shared on the right people's pages.
Sometimes it's the quality of the post. Sometimes it's just this weird thing.
Yeah, but, I mean, you can put up great quality posts, but not all of them will get to the same locations, and if you don't get to the right influencers or whatever, then...
If there's some magic, I can't figure it out.
No, and you've been at it for years.
Yeah.
So, we're going to go to your calls here, your thoughts, welcome. Whether it's on video game streaming, social media, we got the deepfake story as well. Larry's in Indianapolis here. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Larry.
Hey, you know, the video game stuff, just thinking of billions of dollars that's generated off this guy Ninja to make people buy equipment and stuff and buy games.
Sure.
And they have the parents that have lost all hope in their kids. Oh, he's going to be like Ninja. He's going to make millions of dollars. That's the bait for them to get things. And then they use poor Ninja to learn all his moves and everything he's done. and probably made 5 or 6 more games after the stuff he does, and then he's not, no use to him anymore.
You bring up an interesting point. This is the same process as the old Hollywood star, right? Like, so, you know, when we were growing up, I don't know how old you are, Tyler, but I'm going to guess we're similar age range, you know, when we were growing up, the Hollywood stars were the ones that the kids wanted to be, right? Yeah, you want to be an astronaut, but a lot of kids wanted to be famous.
Like rappers. Right?
Sure, rappers or whoever.
They kind of caught around.
Or sports stars, right? Sports heroes, yeah. Right? So, you know, these are always like unattainable levels of success for most people, but that doesn't stop them from, you know, desiring it and going after it and not reaching, in most cases, that the level that, you know, they want to reach. The interesting thing about...
Well, my rap album's coming out next month.
Excellent. The interesting thing about the difference now is that there aren't as many gatekeepers today as there were back then, meaning that somebody like Ninja... who is, you know, he's just a gamer who happened to have, I don't know why he's the number one stream. I've never watched him, so I don't know if
he's probably got some good genetics for one.
You know, I don't know if he's got great reactions or whatever. I know that was like PewDiePie. He was the top streamer on YouTube. He's got the reactions. Yeah. And so people want to see somebody who's like, you know, makes big reactions. That's interesting.
Well,
right?
they take his reaction and use it to program artificial intelligence for whatever purpose they want. Like a lot of schools and stuff, they were advertising, go to a coding boot camp. Well, they use your testing and all your input that you do into their course to gleam things to make their programs more successful and add to their artificial intelligence. But, you know, I really call in about the schools reopening. There are actually people in our city that are stranded, the schools don't open, so they can get another COVID check. So it's just turned into a perverted thing. And I did watch a game, Ohio State and Georgia, I think it was. The stadium was crowded. I mean, if you think that people...
Was it a real crowd or was it a computer crowd?
I'm talking about a former game that they'd already played.
You're talking about in the past. You're talking about before COVID?
Past, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because from what I understand, they're not having sports games at this point.
If they don't have sports, this just shows you, boys, that this is nothing but a lie. When you get people to go out to have food or at a restaurant, and most people are wearing a mask here in Indianapolis because it's mandatory, mm-hmm. but you can tell that they don't want to wear them. So when will the lie end?
I don't know. As long as people – it's a great question, Larry. As long as people keep doing what they're told – then there's no reason why this will ever end. It'll just keep getting worse. If people don't want to wear masks, they ought to take them the F off and stop. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. But they have been trained. More coming up.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You're invited. If you want to join us, you can dial toll-free. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom. 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm, so feel free to join us there, and you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us tonight. That includes me, Ian,
Tyler,
and Mark.
We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts. Let's talk to Steve. He's in Arkansas, listening to KFPW there in Fort Smith. Hey, Steve.
Hey, guys. How are y'all today?
Welcome, sir. You're on the air. Good.
I don't know what y'all's ages are. I've talked to Mark before when he was in Saipan. I think he's closer to my age than the other two of you guys. But, you know, I don't know anything about video games. I mean, if it's not like Tecmo Super Bowl, then I'm out. But when I was a kid growing up, I remember that like WWF would steal a wrestler from WCW. And they're like, oh, we're going to take all their fans. That's what this, I mean, it's the same thing.
Same thing. Beefing.
They take Dusty Rhodes and turn him into Gold Dust or whatever the hell he was there for a while.
Mm-hmm.
They had to change the name? I mean, the American
There's
Dream.
There's copyrights on some of them.
Really? Seriously?
Yeah, sure.
He's the American Dream. You can't take
That's
Dusty
probably
Rhodes'
trademarked.
Name.
It's probably trademarked.
Oh,
yeah,
Dusty
no,
Rhodes,
man.
The American Dream. Trademark.
That was a tragedy when they did that. But anyway. I was really calling about, our Republican governor in Arkansas has, he's done a pretty good job up until today. And today
All right.
He announced that on Monday, Arkansans will be forced to wear face coverings in public.
Jeez.
Unless you are, I guess, like riding your bike or, you know, if you're not around people, you don't have to have it on. But if you go into a public place, whether it's inside or outside, if you're not within, or if you're within 6 feet of people, you have to wear a face covering. And the first time is a warning. The second time is a citation.
How much is the citation?
The details haven't been released yet.
What do they do in Arkansas if you don't pay the fine?
I've never been in trouble with the law, so I couldn't
tell
you that.
Hold on, wait a minute. You've never had a speeding ticket?
Well, I have, but I went to court and either got out of it or paid it.
Okay.
You know, I mean, it was.
See, this is the thing. Most people don't have the answer to the question of what happens if you don't pay the fine. And I know that
right.
I know that here in New Hampshire, you get to go to jail to sit off the time. So, or you can do community service. So one or the other.
Yeah, I think that's what happens here. I mean, my son, who's 18, got a speeding ticket, and he just went and paid his fine, and you know,
that's what they want.
To get in some defensive driving course, and
yeah, see, that's what they want you to do.
For that.
They want
right.
you to pay them. Okay, because that just encourages them. You know they can get money out of you.
Well, I mean, on the other side of the coin, Ian, not everybody's got time and energy to go sit in some jail cell over
I understand.
BS.
I'm not trying to give them a hard time.
I'm just saying, if giving these people $50 to go the F away is a possibility, like, that's worth
the problem.
Two
it doesn't go. I mean, they don't go away. They come back for more.
No, they don't. Look, hold on.
I don't
want
to sit in a jail cell for 2 days. I've got golf balls to hit and fish to catch.
Yeah, I heard you, man. I heard you.
Yeah, and what I'd like to say, Ian, is I don't speed. All right?
Really? You're a liar.
No, I don't speed. You know why? Because I'm not giving these people any more free money. I've given them plenty, and now I go slow.
I haven't given them a dime.
You know who I like to go slower, the speed limit in front of? Cops, because those people love to speed, and I just like to get right in front of them and tootle along at the speed limit.
So what you said, Mark, is not true. If you give them the money, they don't go away. They come back.
They
because
go
they know
after other people whom I don't care about.
That week, they'll go after other people,
yes,
and if they
can
go after you again, they're going to go after you again, and they will. How many people do you know that have had more than one speeding ticket?
All kinds of people that continue to speed.
Right. So it's not true that they just go away. They come back for more. They are a gang. They're a criminal gang. They're bullies. And when you do what the bully wants you to do, give them your lunch money.
What do you want to do? Shoot him in the face?
No, Mark. I didn't say that.
Well, I'm not going to court over it. I'm not going to spend my valuable time day after day, three different times going to court dealing with these efforts.
I don't blame you. I really don't.
I mean,
but if you
want to
ask, you ask the question.
One of my day's worth.
Okay. I get it, man. I get it. I really do. And there is your answer as to why things are the way they are. Okay? You've asked the question on the air before.
It's a tax on your time.
You've asked the question on the air before. Why are the things this way? Why are businesses restricted like this or whatever? It's because businesses allowed it. And it's because people allow it. Because they go along to get along, they do what they're told, and they pay what they're told to pay. And that's why you're not going to see a significant number of people refusing to wear masks, even though they don't want to do it. As Larry pointed out earlier, there's plenty of people out there. You can see them. They put on the mask just to go into the store. And then they take them off as soon as they get out. So it's not like they're wearing them all the time in a lot of cases. They're just going along to get along. And so as long as people go along to get along, they're going to keep getting what they've always gotten, which is more rules, more taxes, more fines, more obedience, more telling you what to do. So you just keep doing what you want, and that's fine. Pay up all the fines, but don't complain when they keep increasing the fines and they keep increasing the things you can get fined on, because you did this.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No,
it's your fault, and it's everybody else's fault
who
paid
these
people. I have not paid a dime in fines ever since I've been here in New Hampshire.
Has stuff changed?
There's not enough.
So it doesn't matter.
You can't blame me. You can't blame me. Last time I went in to challenge a parking ticket, they threw it out. And the time before that, they threw it out too.
A lot of this, guys, is the path of least resistance.
That's exactly right.
The government people, they're going to take one of three things from you. They're going to take your money,
or your time,
Or your life, if you don't give them the other two. So I mean, I can see both sides. 100%.
Right. It's 100%. And I think I haven't owned a car in a long time, and that's the difficulty.
You drive a car, but you don't own it.
Right. The last time I had a parking ticket, I took it, but I haven't been able to take another one.
And they threw it out last time you challenged it.
I have an interesting little take on it that I'd like to try the next go around
if I can.
But when it comes to, like, let's say I get a speeding ticket in northern Massachusetts, like I did some years ago. I think it was like almost 20 years ago now. And And I'm not going back down there.
Hey, I don't blame you for that. Okay? You got your territory. And so to answer your question, yeah, things have changed here in Keene, New Hampshire. If one of our guys goes in and challenges a ticket, it gets dropped.
I got the perfect thing. If you don't want a speeding ticket, put a fire helmet in your back seat. Because that'll change everything.
I think so.
Yep.
So, Steve, any other comments? Go ahead.
No, I mean, I kind of see both sides of what you're saying. You know, I've always been kind of a, I guess, a rule follower. And so I've never really, I mean, yeah, I've sped a couple times, gotten a few tickets. When I was from the time of 16 to 18, I think I got a ticket in every vehicle my family owned.
Sure.
But, you know, I would take defensive driving and be taken off my record. But I still had to pay that fine. You know, I mean, that was, and I had a dad growing up that, you know, you do the crime, you pay the,
yeah, that whole
pay
mentality.
The fiddler, so.
Yeah.
But yeah.
See, I won't do it. I won't pay them. I'll go to trial every single time. And if they find me guilty, and they usually do, I won't pay them. And I will say, look, I'm willing to go to jail. And then they always, you know, then their perspective is, well, we don't really want to show
well,
people
get,
putting
generally.
You in jail.
Let's
so what they'll
forget.
Do is, let me finish my statement here. So what they'll do is, if you're willing to go to jail, then they're like, why don't you take some community service instead? Because what they don't want is they don't want people to, like in the courtroom, for instance, that are just sitting there watching. They don't want to them to see them actually put you in jail for a speeding ticket. So that's when they're like, okay, well, we don't really want to put you in jail. How about some community service? Can we meet you in the middle on that? Whereas if you ask for community service, then they're like, well, here's a financial affidavit. You're going to need to fill this financial affidavit out. Tell us what old bank accounts you have. How many houses do you own? How many cars? They want to know everything about you before they'll decide whether they let you do community service. But if you're willing to go to the mat, you're like, give me the jail time. That's when they're like, no. Community service will be fine, and then you don't have to fill out any of the paperwork. Sorry, Mark, go ahead.
Sure, and I think that that's generally a true statement, what you're saying there. However, in your case, they, at some point, really got it in for you, and one time you're changing your name from your original name to Ian B. Freeman, which is, you know, what basically the name you function under, so it's true. And you went to their thing, and their government bureaucrat filled out the paperwork in the wrong order, and you were there while that happened, and they came back here. They came back to your house, asked you some questions. You, the person who says never talk to police, and you went out and chit-chatted with them, and got it. They got enough information to charge you with some ridiculous crime.
Yeah.
They, you know, and like usual,
risk is involved if you're going to go up against the state.
I just want to be clear that in your case, they were hunting you down. Because I think you've beat them enough times that they're like, you're going to get this Freeman kid.
They've been after me for years.
Yeah.
Part of this, too, is reframing it back to the idea that we're talking about mask laws. I think that's a big thing, right? What hill are you willing to die on? Is it a traffic ticket? Maybe. But if it's a mask, I mean, that's a whole different thing, especially for a virus that has a 98.7% or higher survival rate.
Yeah, but the masks will help you beat the facial recognition software. I think we should, we should have those in, as at least a normalized thing in our society.
Masks are anti-human. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Thank you, Steve, for your call. Hour 2's coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
T Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.